Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hi, you guys. Welcome to Spaz. As promised, I'm sitting here with my girl, Deb, owning with Deb. And today we are going to talk about home ownership, what it takes to be a homeowner. She's going to share a couple of tips. Deb, go ahead and say hi to the beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
And you guys, I'm excited. This is my first time actually sitting in her house, and she gave me a tour. Her house is so cute. But we're going to go ahead and get into the tips. And if you guys are interested in owning a home, and you all should want to own a home, that should be the overall goal. If you guys are not trying to own a home, I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing out here, because I'm all about ownership. We need to have that under our belt, but whatever, we're going to get into it. This is Spaz. She probably going to want to add a disclaimer, because I'll be cussing and shit.
Yeah.
So go ahead and add your
disclaimer. Mama, I love the Lord, but Sharita cuss a lot. So do not judge me. We just gonna
don't judge me.
I mean, we love her, but she cuss a lot. So mama and daddy, that's my disclaimer. I'm just going to put that out there. Amen. I love the Lord.
Hey, shout out to the parents. You guys raised a beautiful soul. I don't know if you guys know who Sharita. Yeah, you guys know who I am. Whatever. Enjoy. Okay, what's going on, beautiful people? Thank you guys for tuning in to another week of Spaz. I appreciate you guys' time. I appreciate the support and the loyalty. You know, I always want to give my thanks and show my gratitude. It never goes unappreciated. So I definitely want to make sure that I give my thanks. And I'm sitting here with my girl, Deb.
Hello, everybody.
I'm so excited. We recorded a while ago and things did not they didn't go as planned.
Bah, bah, bah.
You know what I'm saying? It didn't save. As a matter of fact, because of that, we're going to put my phone on airplane mode for sure.
Please do. On it.
We are, because I'm not fucking up this time. We don't have the time.
We not.
We ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. We're going to get some steps from what to do and how to get things done and going into home ownership. I really thought that it would be a really, really, not only is she one of my like main great, great, great friends, I thought it would be a good thing for her to come on the show and share her experience with buying a home. Where did you buy a home?
In Oakland. Hey. Oakland, California.
There we go. And it's expensive as fuck in the Bay Area.
It's not cheap.
She did that shit successfully. And she did it as a single Black woman. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to highlight that. And I wanted to just shed light and hopefully give hope to people out there, specifically single women who want to buy homes. And, you know, man, y'all can take note too. This is for the people, for the culture. I want to break this down into 5 steps.
Okay. I have not prepped for this.
It's never a prepping. We don't be prepping on Spaz, girl.
I have no idea.
We just gonna dive on it.
We winging it.
We finna wing it, and it's gonna be great.
Okay.
And you guys are gonna love it. You're gonna love it the same way that we're gonna love doing it. Okay. And so, Deb, when did you decide to like embark on the journey of home ownership?
Oh, good question.
Is it really?
Yeah. It was always like on my mind, like, oh, I want to buy a house. I want to own, you know, I want to be able to do that financially for myself. If I'm not married, then I'm doing it for myself. If I'm married, then we do it together. But I think I was like setting goals, because, you know, goal setting is very important. Mm-hmm. So I was setting a goal like, oh, by the time I'm 30, I'm 31 now.
Mm-hmm. Looking, shout out to your 30-something.
You know, looking good.
Looking real good.
I wanted to set some goals. And I was like, oh, I want to buy a house. I want to make a certain amount of money by this age. And I want to make, and this was something I was setting in my early 20s. Like, by the time I hit 30, I'm going to make a certain amount of money. And then I hit that. And I was like, I need a new goal, like a new 30 goal.
Oh, I like that.
So I was really like I already hit that goal when I was 28 mm-hmm. or something. I was like, by the time I'm 30, I'm going to buy a house. And I was like, oh, shoot. Why did I say that? Because I was like, that's such a big thing. And I'm living in Oakland and like, it's expensive. So I was debating Stockton, where we're from, in Oakland or Sacramento, somewhere local. And I just kind of was like, I want to live in my first home. I live in Oakland, so I need to buy a home when I'm 30. By the time I'm 30.
I actually like that you went into that, because that's going to be quite, that's number one, location and stuff like that. So tell the good people where you're originally from and a little bit about your background.
Yes, I was born in Sacramento, lived there until preteen, I think it was.
Capital.
Yes, capital of Cali, with a bunch of trees, I think. Some of the like most capital of
home of trees.
Trees, home of trees. And moved to Stockton when I was about 11. I think I was 11. My parents are pastors there. They started a church out in Stockton. So we moved out there, and then I lived in Stockton all my teenage years. That's how I met my girl, Rita, high school. And dang, that was a long time ago. And then went to Sac State, went back to Sacramento, went to Sac State, and moved back to Stockton after college, or a little bit before college ended, and moved to Oakland. And
you got your job? No. Yeah, you got your job and relocated.
I was working in Stockton, and
I remember that job being a goal.
Highly disliked where I was at. Which job?
I remember
where I'm at now.
Where you're at now? Well, yes. Actually, now you're somewhere new.
Right.
So where you're at now, because you were at the, you're at the
American Cancer Society. Yes.
And I remember you going through, like, Rita, like, actually, you called me Sherita. Sherita, I'm about to, I think I got the plug on the job. Should we say where you work? No. Is that okay? No.
Okay.
Really that out. You don't have to share.
Tech world. I'm in the tech world.
Yes. Perfect. Yes. You're in the tech world. And when that came about, she was hoping for it, going for it, gunning for it. Got it. And then moved.
So that's where I'm from. I always claim Sacramento, Stockton is like my home, because I spent my childhood in both spaces. And then a little bit about myself. I love planning events. I now love decorating. I'm decorating my home, and it's piece by piece.
Which comes with correction, you guys. I said owning with Deb, when really it's owning with Joy.
Yes.
Which is something that Deb puts out to the world. What's owning with Joy?
I was in the process of buying, and then I was in the process of trying to design or remodel some things in the house. And my coworkers, I was always sharing my story with them. They're like, you should put this on social media. You should share this information, because
shout out to the coworkers.
I know, because I would have never done this. I'm not a social media person. She's trying. I still struggle with posting.
She wouldn't share that shit.
I still struggle. So they were like, you should really put this out there. This is good information. You're young and you're doing it. And this is giving me hope. My coworker is saying that. I was like, well, okay. So then I started on Instagram, because everyone's like, should I do this? And they're like, you should put it on, you know, like, you should, you're doing this and you're literally living this. And you should share this information, because you're doing it and you're a Black woman and you're doing it in a very expensive place. Like, how are you managing this? So that came about on Instagram, owning with Joy. It's owning underscore with underscore Joy.
There we go.
I suck at posting, but I'm going to get better in 2020, because goals.
Because we're working on being consistent.
Yes, I'm being consistent, because people, real life, I realized it towards the end of last year. People, I would run into them at the mall or something. They're like, so what's going on with your house? I was like, oh, y'all really looking at this? They're like, yeah, you kind of left us hanging. Like, I got that a few times. So I was like, okay.
How did it make you feel?
It made me feel good and bad at the same time, because it felt bad that I put it out there and then I stopped. And then, because I wasn't marketing, I wasn't like, follow me all the time. Like, I was just like posting stuff. But then it made me feel good. I was like, people are actually listening and watching what I'm doing.
Somebody's always watching.
Yeah. And I forget that. Like, always. I always feel like I just keep to myself. I was like, oh, people were actually watching what I was putting out and waiting for more information. So 2020, I'm going to be consistent. Owning underscore with underscore Joy.
There we go.
Which is my middle name, Joy.
There we go. Okay, so that's a little bit about herself, which is amazing. And so number one is location. And so you can live anywhere you want to in NorCal, because your job has it to where you can live. Well, actually, when you're in the techie, so obviously you want to come to the Bay. But your money would have went far in the Valley area. Yeah, you know that. So what's location you? Why is location important? So number one, you guys, location.
Location.
And how did you decide on location?
How did I decide on Oakland? That's a good question, because a lot of people were like, you should just buy it in Stockton, because it's so much cheaper than Oakland, which is true. It's like half the price almost, I feel like. But
it is.
Yeah, it pretty much is. Half the price. But there was something in me that I was just like, I want to live in the first home that I buy. Not like I want to live in it forever. Like, it's the perfect home. I have to get the perfect home first. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, I want to experience. I didn't know nothing. I got to file all these papers. I got to like, so when you buy a home where you have to rent it out, you know, immediately, that's like different paperwork. That's it's everything's different. So I just wanted the opportunity to say, this is my home.
Can we go into that? I really want to focus on location because you brought that up though. So when you buy a home and you're looking to rent it, that's different paperwork.
Yeah. It's different, like loan. It's a different, if you're buying a home right away to rent it out, then that's a different process, than, so if I bought this, but I was like, I know this isn't going to be my primary residence, then it's a different loan type. It's like, so it's a different process. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to say, like, I bought my first home and I live in it and I love remodeling. Well, I watch HGTV for years. So I was like, I really want to do what I've always wanted to do in my first home. So that kind of is what sold it. So I could have bought a bigger home or, you know, like more land or something in a different city.
Mm-hmm. You still can.
I still can. And still I can still do that next. I think about it.
Yeah. Still can.
But I really just wanted to live where I first bought because I'm living in Oakland and I wasn't moving anytime soon.
It's a great city. I'm happy you bought in the East because I'm tired of.
Because this is your home.
Born and raised. Been in Stockton all of my teenage and adult years. But this is home, home sweet home. And you guys, honestly, time out, y'all. When I pulled up to my girl, when I pulled up to my nigga, I was like, my baby in the heart of the East Oakland. I was raised literally around the corner, not that far from here at all. I just stopped at the liquor store that I grew up getting timed to walk to, put up on them, and I was like, oh, you a bold motherfucker. Nigga, you on the corner. I would never live in the corner. She's looking at me like, no, it's comfortable and safe. And I was like, girl, Oakland's different, but
I've never really had fear.
East, as you shouldn't. I never believe in fear. And the hood will always take care of you. I don't care. Nobody say. Then again, it's my hood, whatever. But I do believe that I don't care what hood you're in. If you show the hood love, the hood shows you love back. I'm a strong believer in that. But East Oakland hasn't changed too much. Thank God.
It's changing.
But it ain't like West Oakland.
West Oakland is a different
West Oakland doesn't even look the same. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like completely high.
You got $1 million homes out there.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Acorn Projects. What is that?
Yeah.
Where? It's so different. But I personally love that you purchased in East Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
I want more Black ownership here because it's not enough. The grandmas have already sold their houses and moved back out south.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's actually, I think it's amazing that you purchased, such as a Black young woman, because we really, you got to buy back the hood.
Yeah.
Seriously. So that's my perfect, you know, that's my thing. So that's how you went down to location. Did your job have something to do with that?
Because I still wanted to stay in Oakland. Oakland is my favorite part of the Bay Area.
Yeah, the realest.
I think it is. It's the most diverse pocket, you know. Mm-hmm. So at the time, my job was all the way down in Sunnyvale, which... those not in familiar is like the hub, South Bay is the hub of like the tech companies, where those big tech companies are. So that's where my job was. So I did not want to live there because it just wasn't enough Black people.
No.
So I was like, I'm going to buy in Oakland because this is where I live. I'm just going to have to make that commute.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was a sacrifice.
Huh?
That's a sacrifice.
It was.
That commute to get what you want.
Commute, yeah. And it's worth it. Either you live close to work or you live where you want to be social. I wasn't about to be social over there.
I love that you made that point. Live where you're close to work or live where you want to be social. Y'all, write that down.
Oh, Lord.
Write that down. That was, you know what I'm saying? That girl got knowledge. Okay, number two. What steps did you start putting into effect when you realize, okay, listen, I'm going to own a home. Like, how did you start saving? How did you plan for this? Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
What was like my first thought process? I am, disclaimer, I am by no means a pro in this. It's just like my personal experience.
Okay. That's why I want to hear it. Because you're an everyday girl.
Yeah, don't try to Google. I am definitely an everyday girl. Holla, LL. My first thought process is I don't want to be house broke. So I didn't want to. House broke is like when you buy too much house, that all your money is going just to your mortgage. So you can't enjoy life
Like live, like buying beyond your means?
Pretty much. Yeah. Okay. Like, you know, people are like, I want a big house. I want this. I want that. And mine, to me, was like, I don't want every single paycheck to go to my house. And then I'm trying to scrape pennies to go have dinner with my friends. Or I'm trying to scrape pennies to like go on a vacation. That's house broke. Like you bought too much house in that sense. And my first thought was processed. It was like, Oakland is expensive. But I don't want to be house broke to where.
Yeah, I'm like, how did you even do that? Because it's expensive.
It's expensive out here. Yeah. So yeah. I started off with a budget. Okay. Number one, that B word, budget, which really who likes to live by? You know, we like to just be careless with our money. But I had to live by a budget and I said.
I'm hella careless.
Yeah, we're going to help you.
We gonna go to church and pray for this nigga. Me, well, I am nigga.
I will be at church this Sunday. So I created a budget tricks. Yes, I created a budget sheet.
I did that.
Okay. We gonna review this. Mm-hmm. So I created that, and I pretty much said what is comfortable for me to spend on a mortgage that would still allow me to have or maintain a social life that I would like. So I was like, if I spend, we'll use the number 2000, even number. So if my mortgage is $2,000 a month, can I live by that? So then I started putting away my savings as if I was spending $200 a month in my mortgage.
Well, I like that.
So I was behaving as though I was living with a mortgage.
Okay.
So that was like, after I lived with that for a few months, I was like, I can do this. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like I still have, you know.
How long were you behaving in that order?
I would say a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's discipline.
Because you got like holidays, you got, you know, mm-hmm. The year, every year is a different amount of money you need, you know, like mm-hmm. summer vacations or mm-hmm. if you have kids going back to school, you got to pay for them. You want to buy Christmas gifts. It's your birthday. Do you want to do? So like I went a good year saying if I pay, we're just using the number 2000. If I put away 2000 in my savings every month, part of that was my rent. But, you know, like I acted as if my rent was $2,000 a mm-hmm. month for about a year and be like, okay, this is what I can afford. Mm-hmm. Or I can afford a little more. Like I always have leftover money after living on a budget. Or I'm too tight, so I can't do 2000.
And you did this while you were paying rent?
Yeah. So I did like my rent plus.
Okay, there you go. So you're paying your rent and you put extra
right.
to make up that difference.
Yes.
Got you.
So okay. that I'm saving at the same time mm-hmm. and also behaving as though I have this mm-hmm. mortgage. So say my rent was $1,500, I put $2,000.
Got you.
Aside.
He's pocketing that five.
Pocketing that five every month.
Got you. But putting up that five. Should be
yes. Safe. Yes. Okay. Okay. Putting up that five in my savings. So mm-hmm. then every month I had saved an extra $500, mm-hmm. which eventually, you know, goes to your down payment mm-hmm. on your house. So that was my first thought process. Just don't be a house broke. No one wants to just live or pay work to pay rent.
Man.
Plain and simple. So that was my beginning thought process.
So then when you accomplish that, we're going to go ahead and go into number three. Are we at three?
Mm-hmm.
We're number three. I don't even know. And let me tell y'all something. If I fuck up, I had a glass of wine and some shots. If I don't really count these numbers real good, it doesn't really fucking matter. Still keep writing these notes. And so we're going to go on to number three, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is, when did you decide to like, okay, I'm ready. Let me sit down with somebody.
I didn't even sit down with somebody yet.
Wow.
First I lived with my budget. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it required me to eat oatmeal for dinner mm-hmm. for several. And I was not ashamed to do that. I ain't got to stunt on nobody. Mm-hmm. I'm not going out. I'm eating oatmeal tonight for dinner.
How long was you eating oatmeal for?
Oh, girl. It was months. It was months. Like I would treat myself from time to time. Friend's birthday. It's like, okay. Oh, let's go to eat.
Had to be an occasion.
Right. It had to be occasion, but I was not mm-hmm. ordering. I lived off frozen meals, mm-hmm. cereal, and oatmeal for dinner. Frozen cereal. Meals for like $3.
Because it was cereal. I came to the house and you had a lot of cereal sometimes.
Exactly. Because that was my dinner. So before I even sat down with someone, I started to look at the market and to mm-hmm. see if my $2,000 a month
mm-hmm.
what
that
type
you had
of
already
house,
been planning for.
Right? Mm-hmm. What type of house would that buy me? Mm-hmm. Or you can do that vice versa. You can look at the house and say the type of house that I want is $2,000 a month.
So
let
so
me try to live
at the
like
market,
that.
What things were you looking at so people can know what to look at?
I was looking at number of bedrooms, typical things you would think of. Number of bedrooms, the location, I thought of location to work.
Redfin.
Those things. Yeah, oh, like online sites.
Yeah, where are you looking at?
Girl, I was looking at all of them.
Okay.
Anything that said house selling, I was looking at it.
Okay.
Like I had the apps.
Okay.
Zillow, one of them. Mm-hmm. I was looking at Zillow all the time. I was looking at I was looking on Craigslist. I don't even know if they had them. I was just popping up. Like I looked at everything that was out there and it started to consume me.
I'd be at work.
Yeah, and I'd be at work, and next thing I know, I was like, oh, shoot, I'm looking at houses. I should be working. Don't tell the manager that. So it, like, consumed me. But I was looking at everything and started to realize, like, this $2,000 a month is going to get me this type of house. Am I okay with that? So that's what I did. I looked at the market before.
Are those apps accurate? Zillow. Craigslist,
yeah, for the most part.
Redfin.
I mean, people will, same thing they did on this house, people will put a lower price, just the real people in.
Got you.
That's definitely happened when I was
looking at
houses.
So we need to hear that, people. We need to hear that.
Right. I was like, oh, cool. I like this price. And like, I made the offer like, we want more. I'm like, but you put up. You said.
And that's standard. That normally happens.
Yeah. It might be a little more in the Bay because, you know, they're money hungry. Mm-hmm. And everybody's moving here, so they can, you know, ask for more, mm-hmm. depending on the number of offers that they have. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was looking everywhere.
And this was by yourself before you sat with somebody?
As before I sat with anybody.
Okay.
I was just looking around, yeah.
I just want to know when you sat with somebody.
When I sat with somebody, I don't even know. Did I actually sit with somebody? What do you mean by sit with somebody?
Sit with somebody like a realtor.
Gotcha.
Broker, what do you call them?
Loan people. Yeah. So crazy thing is.
What's their title? What's their proper title?
Loan officer.
There you go. Loan officer.
I don't know. Let me ask Michael. That was my loan guy.
Okay. There we go. Shout out Michael.
So I had to do a lot of research on loan because I pretty much had no credit score. Dun, dun, dun. Because everyone is like, oh, you got to have like this high credit.
Does credit matter?
Credit
does matter, right?
Credit is important.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
but,
important.
But I was definitely one that was like, I haven't had debt in a very long time.
It's funny that you got to have debt to have credit.
See, that is, so we
am
can
I
get
right
on a different,
that?
Yeah, we can get on mm-hmm. a different tangent about that because I feel some type of way about debt because mm-hmm. pretty much, you have to show that you owe somebody money, pay them back in order to borrow more money. But if you owe somebody money, Sharita, if you owe me money, then someone tells me like, you owe Deborah money. Why would I lend you money? But that's the way the system works.
Yeah.
So that's a different discussion.
That's why it's a hole. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a weird hole. That
we're going to have Deborah back.
But I didn't, when I was looking to like, who do I need to talk to? I haven't had debt for years. I was a strong believer in being debt free. The only debt now I have is my home.
Goals.
So I had paid off my student loans. I paid off my car, my last car, paid cash for the car that I have now. And I was like,
did you buy your car?
Yes, ma'am.
What? I'm so proud of this is my friend. You guys, this is my friend.
I don't be telling
this
nobody.
This is my real friend.
Yes, I paid. Pay cash for my car that I have outside.
Girl,
we're talking about what I got, but I pay cash for it.
No, it's a blessing. That's literally inspiring. We need to hear that. We need to hear that.
Okay. So I don't be saying much.
That's because you're not a bragger. That's okay. Because I'm here to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a brag for my friend. Fuck you mean? I'm that nigga. I'm going to do it.
I know. I sure didn't walk on the lobby like I want that one.
I'm going to get
it. Like, nobody pays cash for car. I said, I do.
You shouldn't have took me with you.
I should have.
I'm in the background twerking. She want that one. She want that one. You heard her.
Okay. Yeah, they
shine them wheels up.
They didn't have what I wanted on site, so they had to get it from Arizona.
Oh, we're going to wait.
You know, we'll wait. Anywho.
Okay.
So I had to do a lot of research about different loan people that will give out loans.
So let's talk about
no debt.
Got you. Let's talk about, everybody knows about, people talk about the first time buyers,
mm-hmm.
the low income tax cuts and whatever, you know, all that stuff. So
yes.
What's that like? Well,
this is number four, you guys. Mm-hmm. Loan type.
No, this is all still.
Still three?
Sitting with somebody. We're talking about loans.
Oh, sitting with somebody.
Yeah,
there's so much research out there. Like the internet mm-hmm. is an amazing thing. You can Google anything.
You sure can.
And so I did a lot of research on my own. I listen to financial podcasts a lot because I have to, you know, a long commute on my way to work. So I made Mondays my money Mondays, and I listened to financial podcasts like the whole day, just to keep me focused.
Where do I fit in?
You're my Sunday afternoon commute.
You listen to me when you're coming from church.
Lord forgive me. Ooh, yeah. It's either my Sunday evening or my Saturday morning.
I'm gonna take Saturday morning.
Okay. But not right after church. It's like 6 p.m.
Okay. Don't matter. As long as you're listening, keep going, friend.
I listen to every single podcast. Absolutely. I love every single podcast. What were we talking about?
We're talking about you and...
Oh, the loan. The different type of loans.
Yeah, the loan. The research. And the first time home buyers, yes, and all that stuff.
So there's so many different type of loans, mm-hmm, that you can get. And for, mm-hmm, you first time home buyers like myself, there is this thing called the first time home buyers loan. FHA?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes, it is.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank because I did so much research on this.
It's okay. No, it is. It's like 2 years ago. I went to a sack over it. Okay. I didn't like it right here. But keep on.
Okay. Oh, I forgot that. But that loan, so that's a loan where first time home buyer, and you don't have to put a lot of money down. Like sometimes they want you to put 3% down.
So they say
5% mm-hmm down. But the thing that comes with that, and I didn't do
this
that
is all alleged. She's not a pro. We're just giving real advice from a real person.
Not a pro. So
allegedly
small percentage down, but what comes with that when you do your first home, you take that loan, there comes with a lot of fees attached to it, mm-hmm, because you're considered higher risk because, mm-hmm, you didn't put a lot of money down.
They don't tell you all that stuff, or do they tell you that when you actually get down to the nitty gritty, when you like sitting with them?
I don't know, because I didn't do the loan.
Okay.
I just know after doing my research that, mm-hmm, there's in the podcast that I would listen to, mm-hmm, that loan just comes with a lot of fees. Okay. And I heard that from other people too that did that loan, mm-hmm, is that they have a lot of fees and it takes them a few years to get those fees off after you put, you know, pay your house for a while. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want them fees. I'd rather put more money down out of my own pocket than be charged of money that's not even going towards the house.
Okay. King, don't give us the actual number, but give us a roundabout.
Money, how much I put down?
How much you put down?
I put down like 22%.
Okay.
So FHA, I think if you put 20% down, then you can do the conventional loan, which I did.
Okay.
So I didn't have to be hit with any fees and stuff.
Gotcha.
Everyone can't put 20% down. It's a lot of money. It's money to put down, especially depending on how much. Right. Mm-hmm. Just on a $100,000 house, which does not exist in California, but that's $20,000 down if you look at, mm-hmm, it. So that's a lot of money down. But I would encourage you to put more money down and just don't be like, oh, I can get this house for like 2 G's. Like, because you're going to pay a lot more down the line.
Got you.
So.
Okay.
Research the different loans. There's so many out there, but make sure you look for fees and what suits best for you so you're not house broke.
Okay. So did somebody tell you these things as far as the fees and all that kind of stuff? Or how did you like come to that conclusion to finalize it?
Yeah. My loan guy didn't tell me anything. I went to him, was like, yo, I'm putting 20% plus down.
Bet.
So I don't have that J. Because I did all my research and I knew people that bought that type of house or did the FHA loan route and had the hidden fees. I was like, I don't want that. And according to all the podcasts and research that I did, all that Google searching, I knew I didn't want it. So I was already prepared based on the research to come in to the loan folks and be like, I want to put more than 20% down. I don't want an FHA and I ain't got no credit.
Is that how you came in? I'm like, I don't have no credit.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, so my story is I don't have debt and I ain't really have debt in like several years. So I have nothing to actually score. So I don't have a credit score. And if I do, it's probably 2. Okay. Hey. I was straight up with it, but he didn't care if I had 20% down.
Okay. He didn't. Oh yeah. Cause it didn't matter because, mm-hmm, you had 20% down.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay. That's amazing. Okay. So then now we're in number 3 or 4, I believe 3 or 4, whatever way we're going to the next step. Mm-hmm. The next step. Okay. So then what was it like actually putting down the money and then close it down, finding the perfect house, the location,
mm-hmm,
getting rid of that money.
Oh, that hurt.
Was it beautiful looking at it?
No.
Like I say,
it was a wire transfer, so it's not like I had it in my hands.
But I'm saying saving it in your savings.
It looked amazing in my save. When I went to my Chase app and looked at my savings account, oh, it was beautiful. I said, you know what? I don't need to buy a house. I could do this and this and this and this, and I'm just going to quit my job and travel the world for 2 years. But I knew I had that goal of buying the house. I know in the long term, this is a great investment. So I have to suck it up. I'm treating this as my business. Either I can start a business with this money or I can buy this house, live in it, and treat it as my business later on. Mm-hmm. So I decided to buy the house. It was painful to let the money go. And I don't think the bank believed me. So I had to do the wire transfer. And I had to do a good faith wire transfer in the beginning. We were signing like
some What's of that?
They want you to put like a little bit down when you're saying I'm interested in the house. They accept your bid and they send you some of the pre-documents. I can't remember exactly. There's so many papers you have to sign.
Is this the only house that you bid on and stuff?
No, I bid on another one and I got rejected. Someone overbid me. Okay. They didn't even let me counter. I was like, I could go higher. And they're like, eh, we good. We'll take this one, which I probably couldn't go higher. They could have gave me that chance. I went to the bank to
Where was that one at?
What?
The other one that you went to.
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay. Was it only these two?
These are the only two that I put offers
on. That's not that bad.
Yeah, not really bad.
Not that bad at all.
And I actually put an offer on this one first.
Oh.
And then they wanted, I put a little more, and then they wanted a lot more. I was like, me and my realtor was like, we'll wait. You know, like, and then we continued house shopping. My offer was still on the table on this one. And we continued house shopping and I saw another house that I really liked, put an offer. That one was still rejected. This one was, my offer was still open on this one. So then they came back after a few weeks and was like, so how about a little more? So then there were some negotiations. I was like, so you're not getting what you really want. Mm-hmm. So you willing to come down. You want to meet somewhere in the middle. So we had a little negotiation coming down, some things they needed to do around the house. And then we decided on a price.
You started closing.
Yeah.
Okay. What is closing like? What's the process of closing?
You sit down at a table.
She getting into nitty gritty. You sit down at a table.
There's a lot of documents to sign first. Mm-hmm. You have to go through inspection. They have their inspection that they do, but then you bring in your own person.
Did you pay for your inspections? Was that included?
No, I paid.
You pay. Okay, uh-huh. Out of pocket. And you don't get that back.
No.
Right? Like if you fail, it is what it is.
Yep, you lose that money.
Okay. Is there are they expensive?
Like $150 maybe. Okay. From $200.
Different, because you have to have different type inspections.
So I wish I did. Lesson learned. Okay. I did one and I thought one overall inspection would be good. He crawled into the house. He went on the roof and fast forward to today, about 10 months later, I need a new water heater. So that's a different story. And the people that came in to check my water heater was like, why didn't your inspector, didn't you just buy it? Why didn't your inspector note that this was a pretty old water heater? I don't know. He just didn't do.
Was that a different type of inspection or didn't do what he had to do?
I don't think he did what he was supposed to do. Okay. I think he overall did.
Is that expensive?
A decent job, a water heater? Mm-hmm. Girl, yeah. I was about to remodel my kitchen. Not no more. Mm-hmm. Gotta get this. And I'm going to. Anyways.
We're going to get into that.
Yeah. So I made an offer. So the closing process. You sign a bunch of papers, you put a good faith deposit down first, like I did a wire transfer, and then you sign a bunch of papers and they have different addendums and you try to negotiate closing prices. So there's this whole process. That's why I love realtors. Shout out to my realtor and my loan agent because we all work together to negotiate things. We were on a three-way call at some point, you know, like trying to negotiate. And
did you understand everything or did you just kind of trust them to do
it? I didn't understand everything.
Did they bring it down to you?
Yes, they didn't initially break it down, but they were open to me. Like, I got questions. The designer, like, okay, what questions
like
you got?
To a doctor, like, speaking our language.
Right. Like, the doctor said something to me, like, oh, I need more clarification on this. And then, you know, a good doctor would sit down and answer your questions. Mm-hmm. So they would answer my questions. And then so a bunch of papers would come my way. My realtor would call me, like, okay, we have another set of papers coming. This is what this means. And like, okay. So there was so many like virtual signatures. And then when all of those pre-addendum, whatever those things are called that I had to sign, then it's the final closing. Yeah. So that's like the escrow process. You go into escrow, they accept your offer, and then that's when you get your inspections done. The good faith money.
So that whole thing is escrow process.
Yes. Okay. That's a whole like kind of process. You get your inspections and then they take your good faith deposit and then like all that stuff. And there's a bunch of papers and they have to fix something with the water coating sewer lineage thing in our negotiation because they didn't do that. So they had to fix that. So it's like this whole process. And then finally, when everything's good, I go into the loan place to change the title. There we go. I go into the title place.
Is that like finalizing it?
That's final. That's the final.
The final step?
You get a fat stack of papers. I don't know how many papers it was. I sat there at the table. My realtor was with me. The title agency people at the table. My sweet boyfriend was with me. He was like, oh, come. I was like, come with me. He was there.
Was he there?
He was there to sign all my papers. Or the one he signed.
And I know him. Shot that nigga. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was like, you want to come with me? I'm signing papers today. And I think he's been through the day off.
So.
Right. So he was like, yeah, I'll come out there. So then I sign. I don't know. Honestly, don't
that
know.
That nigga's a real nigga. That nigga's a black man and he's a real man.
Oh, God.
He's a real man.
Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to the honey.
Daddy. No comment. Moving on.
Move on then.
So I had a fat stack of papers to sign. Mm-hmm. And I honestly don't. My signature started to just become scribbles. It was a lot. And the loan or the title agency walks you through like everything. All right, this next stack of papers. And like this means this and that and that and that. And then you sign everything. And then they get sent. And then it's processed with the city and all that stuff. And then it gets final approval. And then your realtor gives you your keys.
Wow. What did it feel like to have your keys?
She met me here.
You were here.
And she was like, here are your keys. She took a picture.
Okay, because you didn't post a picture.
I did. I didn't tell nobody knew I was looking for a house. Nobody knew I was buying nothing. Nobody knew this process.
No.
I sent you a picture.
You sent the
text.
Yeah, I sent you a text. Yeah, so you must have sent certain people texts.
Maybe like 4 people.
Hey, like outside. Like I'm a real nigga.
You are. Like my family knew, like my siblings and my parents. Mm-hmm. And then maybe like 4 other people.
Okay.
So I sent a picture. I sent like, that was it.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, girl. So that was my process. It was it's a very long process, but
it's doable.
It's doable. And the key takeaway is to Google everything and ask a million questions.
Never have shame.
Never. Don't act like, oh, I shouldn't ask, like, because it will cost you thousands if you don't ask the right questions.
I know that's right.
So... ask questions. Don't be afraid to negotiate. Don't be afraid to get several inspections. Even if it costs you $500 of inspections, it could cost you or it could save you $6,000 later down the line.
I know that's right, girl.
So be thorough in the beginning.
That's all amazing. So we're also going to go ahead and go into like you guys. I mentioned in my last podcast that the reason I want to sit down with Deb is because she's my peer. She's a young homeowner. Living in the expensive Bay Area. And even if you're not owning in the Bay Area, just the fact that she made it possible to own a home and do it while being single. Now, we know she got a man. She just told y'all he was there supporting her sign these papers. And if you ain't going to have a man that's going to support you or you guys aren't in that partnership, so you guys are engaged or married, so you guys are doing that together and you're single, then I'm here for that. Now, how was that being that you wouldn't purchase the home in a whole nother city than your boyfriend? Did you have support with that? Did people doubt you? Were people negative with that? Like, what was that conversation like? Because you could have gladly been like, you know what? I'm in a relationship, so I'm going to purchase near him. Or I'm going to move in his house and da-da-da-da. Because her man owns, he's a homeowner. Mm-hmm. And so there we go. So where was that mind frame at? What did you hear about that? I know you heard something. People be with
people,
that dumb shit.
People questioned, oh, you're buying a house, but what about you and him? And my response was, what about him?
I was going to say, what about him?
Not in a negative way, but why do I have to wait for anybody to buy a house? A house isn't, this is where I have to live forever. People buy and sell houses all the time.
All the time.
Every day a house is being sold and bought. So I can buy a house, and if he and I make it in the long run, then we'd have two houses. I bring a house to the table. He brings a house to the table.
And then we figure out which one we want to live in, boo.
Right. Rent the other one out. We make some money, or we sell it, or we do whatever we want. But a lot of people was like, but what about? And I was like, I'm not married.
Do you think that was, like, were they coming from a negative space?
No, I think it was coming from
understanding.
I think it was more, and so I don't think anyone was like, you should not do that. Not to my face. Maybe they said it behind my back. But they never said it to my face. I think it was more like, because a lot of people are like, well, you've been in a relationship for a minute, so what if y'all get married? What if y'all do? And I don't really live in the, like, what if? I live in the, like, I want a house and I want to make sure I'm taken care of. And so I'm not going to wait to a what if, because what if we don't make it? Then I should have, then now I'm buying a house, you know, some years later because we didn't make it. No, there's nothing wrong with a woman who ain't got a ring on her finger, even though she's dating, to take care of herself and make sure she's financially set. Because
you hear that, ladies? Do you hear that, ladies?
So, and at the end of the day, we both bring in houses to the table if we make it out. So
I respect that. Was he supportive of it?
He was absolutely supportive.
No, that's right.
So
amazing.
No, absolutely. So shout out to
him. Amazing. So what does it feel like to remodel? And what's remodel like? What's putting the money in and doing it your way? Literally sculpting it to what you want it to be.
Don't buy any contractors from the Bay. Because real talk, this is the real story. And this is what really prompted a lot of my like coworkers and people to be like, you need to put this on the blog. Because I wanted to remodel my bathroom. I want to completely get it out. New floor, new tiling, new shower, new fixtures, do everything, lighting, everything to a T, brand new. So I had contractors come out from the Bay. I was Yelping stuff, Googling stuff to say like who can I do. I had two people come out, give me quotes. One quote was about $15,000 without material. The next quote was $30,000 without material. And I said, what? First of all, it's the same bathroom. How is someone twice as much for the same bathroom? And I was like, you know what? I'm about to call somebody from Stockton.
Take it home.
There's this man doing some work at my parents' church. He was doing some lighting and I was there at the church and I was like, you do work in Oakland? And he was like, yeah. I was like, you do bathrooms? He's like, kind of do it all. You know, like I'm my own construction company. I said, you want to come out to Oakland and give me a quote? So he came out, not going to say how much, but it was a fraction.
Was he a black man or no?
Hispanic, Mexican.
Okay.
It was a fraction of what the lowest bid I got from people in the Bay Area. So the total that I paid for with material and everything.
I almost don't want you to share that, Jim, because I don't want them to raise the prices.
Right.
It's on spaz now. We got the exclusive.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to redo my kitchen. I'm going to hire the same dude. I already asked him. I was like, will you come back to my kitchen? He was like, absolutely.
He did an amazing job. Your bathroom is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. I mean, you know, of course, I follow my girl and I support all my friends, but I for sure am excited to see her go from like bottom up and tear shit down. I almost wish I would have got a chance to come out here and fucking take some anger out in that bathroom.
I was smashing that tile.
The way she was smashing that tile, and it's so beautiful, you guys. And the way that she was like, yeah, like I literally remodel it down to what you say, like the inch of the.
Oh, yeah, I picked every little thing like from the spacing of the tile.
And I love your bath, the fucking toilet. And I literally only knew to wave my hand because I seen the video.
You saw it.
And so I wasn't going to be stuck, like, oh, what do you do here? I was like, I got this. I know how to wave. And I was like, this is hella dope. Like, it's beautiful. I can't wait.
Thank you.
The funny thing is her kitchen is already, I think it's already really nice. It's definitely livable. It's good to go. And I can't, because you're going to change it, I can't wait.
Okay, I got plans.
You already know me and sis. When I say sis, I mean, I might not marry my sis, but I have a sis named Crystal. Shout out sis, Crystal.
Hey girl, hey.
If Jeff is letting you listen to my podcast, he'd be turning it down because I do a lot of cussing.
Okay.
So you don't like the kids hearing that shit. You know, auntie be cussing. But anyways, we're definitely going to be hosting the Ladies' Night over here.
Absolutely.
Girl, I know. I cannot wait.
She's already crashing. She's here without me.
Girl, I bet she is.
She be here. Her and Jeff be here. She's like, can we stay at your house? I'm like, I won't be there for the weekend, but let your
I bet in. You so. I bet you so. And I'm here for
they
it.
They got their own code. They be here.
She they got a code?
Yeah.
I'm on a code.
They be on Instagram in my house with cooking food and stuff. And they're like, do we leave my pancake mix at your house? I said, your pancake mix is not my responsibility. So yeah, people be living out my house without me.
It literally pays to have, you know, a shout out to really good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I'm really grateful for every real friend that I have. I fucking love you guys, man, because that's what it's about. That's really what it's about. But I can't wait to see when everything is said and done. She just, when I walked in, she's like, I just hung up this beautiful mirror and it's so pretty. My favorite part so far, I'm going to go ahead and tell you now. I didn't want to tell you on spaz. Can you guess what my favorite part of your house is?
It might be the Bay Area BART map.
I fucking fuck with that, but no, that's not. But I fuck with that. I really fuck with that classic map.
The records?
Nah, how dare you. You know what? Those are things that, of course, you're like,
yeah.
I love, but nope. Your house, this is your home. Your home.
The fireplace.
Oh, yeah. The fireplace. Oh, my God. It's beautiful, you guys. It's so old school. It looks very antique.
Hand painted.
You can tell that it's just beautiful. She shows me around her house, and I was like, yo, you keeping this, right? She was like, yeah, that stays. And I was like, that's amazing. Like, you're not painting nothing. She's like, no, I'm leaving it as is. I'm like, it's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, you can see it on Instagram at owning_with_joy.
There you go. Owning with joy, but go ahead and do it again.
owning_with_joy.
There we go.
This is my first time, like, really pushing it, but I'm going to be consistent in 2020. I even interviewed, my goal is to interview other Black women that are buying.
I seen it. You interviewed that one girl.
Yeah, she lives in Stockton. Okay. Someone that I knew back when I lived in Stockton.
Is it strictly going to be women?
No, that would be majority of the focus, but there may be some other people that I might just like
couples,
people that have experience with buying homes and stuff and can share tips and stuff, but it will be focused on women of color, Mexican, Black,
I'm here
Asian,
for it. Do it for the culture.
Buying a house. I had already interviewed one woman and she was sharing her story and giving tips about buying the house for her first home. So my goal this year is
and
to
I love
interview
that.
More women.
I love
buying
that.
Their home.
I think you should go through it. I think these are things that we definitely need to hear. We need to push. It's so many people, especially single women, who don't feel like they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I remember in a previous, like, years ago, because I still want to own. That is a major goal of mine at this point. I got to get this debt together because I do have debt, y'all. I got debt. So I got to get that shit taken care of. For real, for real. But at least I know that I got credit for you motherfuckers to judge me for. We're going to talk about that. It's a crooked system.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, though. But I mean, I got it. Anywho, I remember asking my friend's mom, who is a realtor. The first question I asked her at the time, I was like, yo, is it bad that I want to start looking for like a home? At the time, I say this is beautiful. I was like, is it okay? But I was looking at more like condos at that time. First, I was thinking houses. I ran into my coworker. I was talking to my coworker who was like, girl, my goal, she had just bought a home. She's a Black woman too. Maybe you guys should link up.
Oh, holla.
And I will. And she was telling me like, girl, please. I was going to, you know, look for a condo with my family. Like, don't shy away from that. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you kind of opened up my mind. That'd be nice to live and eventually rent out. Like, that'd be cool. Good thing. And so when I went to my friend's mom, I said, is it wrong that I want to get some tips and questions on how to own and not include my boyfriend? And she was like, no.
Why do you have to?
Not at all. I don't know. At the time, I
see, you think it was the people that questioned me.
True. Like, exactly. True.
Well, what about?
Because in my mind, we were in a serious relationship. I was thinking, you know, marriage and stuff like that. So I was like, it was serious. And so I was like, we're going to go. I wasn't really in an independent mind frame like I naturally am. I was like, you know, but I, it was still in there. That's how I knew. I was sign right there. But I knew. She was like, no, not at all. I was like, bet. Because that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I never lost that focus, which is exactly why I wanted to sit back and have this conversation with you, because it was motivating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you can do this. And
absolutely,
you're in a healthy relationship. So I really, that's one aspect that I like. And I definitely think that you should push owning with joy. I think we need, for real, I think we need that.
Yeah,
we need
it.
It's something that's productive. It's something that you're doing.
I'm doing it. I just have to capture it.
You gotta capture
it. Put it out there. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do better, y'all.
You got projects.
Hold me accountable.
Yes. Yes. Hold your fucking self accountable.
I'm gonna do it.
And then have people hold you accountable. I'm here for that because you got projects out the ass. I for sure can't wait to see this kitchen.
Yeah, I can't wait. After so, I get this water heater situation.
How's that water heating going? I was definitely gonna ask about that. How's what's the story?
It went out for a little bit. I didn't have hot water for a second.
Were you showering?
I was showering at work.
Thank God you guys got showers.
I'm so happy there. Like, I am not ashamed. I went in my little travel bag. No, I was like, do my little soap and stuff and shower cap. So yeah, it's come to find out, I have like the people that came, the plumbers. I had a few different people come out and give me prices and my home warranty. Make sure you get your home warranty. Came out and they give me different prices.
Is that a separate thing? Did you add on?
It's an add-on. You have to have homeowner's insurance in order to finalize for the house and all this stuff. Mm. But home warranty is nice when just appliances and things like that go out.
That's really good to know.
Like, homeowner's insurance doesn't cover like little things that might happen in your house, but warranty that it gives, it's like that little extra cushion. And thankfully it was a gift from my realtor. For my first year, it was free and it was on them. Shout out to
the warranty was?
Yeah. My home warranty. They gave it to me as a gift. So I have to renew it myself now. Okay. But I am going to renew it.
So is that something that goes by the year?
Yeah, you can. It's a yearly. Like you can do. Okay. I don't know. Mine was a year. Okay. You could do more. I don't know the details. They gifted it to me.
So I guess that's when you're going to come back because you're going to go ahead and have to renew it. You would tell us what that looks like. What the package is
looking
like.
I'm going to let y'all know what this home warranty stuff looks like. I'm thankful for that first gift because I don't have to pay everything out of pocket for that water heater. But
it's all the little things. Grateful for the little things.
Yeah. Okay. Third gift saved me a few thousand.
Hey.
I will take it.
Take it. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you sharing everything.
I should have got someone from Stockton to do my water heater.
Oh, you did it?
No, but now why didn't you? Now that I think about it.
Why didn't you?
Cool. It's still in the process. I might hire the dude that did my bathroom. I need more electrical work for the water heater to go outside.
I'm sure
so he's gonna come out and do that electrical.
He knows somebody,
right? That's all. But it's like coding, and paperwork, city permitting. Anywho, I'm done with that.
You gonna get there when you get there?
I'm gonna get there when I get there.
I'm proud of you, Deb.
Thank you. Thank
I appreciate you, my
friend. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
I hope this was informative.
Absolutely. I think it was amazing.
Okay.
I know. What the fuck? I know this was amazing. Here she go. I know that this is amazing. I think that it's something that we need to hear. I think, you know, and I'm actually happy that we're doing it in the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah.
2020.
Setting them goals.
We're beginning in February. So, I mean, you know, we had January, whatever. We're still in the beginning of the
Black History Month.
Because you know, I thought about it. Like, hey, we out here. You know,
getting houses.
This is about to be out here. And I think it's very informative. I think that people are going to, I hope that people listen and they take some information from it. As a matter of fact, do you want to share? We have a couple of minutes here left. And I want you, do you want to share the podcasts that you listen to? Do you remember them?
Yeah, I got one good one.
Okay, sure.
I listen to like every Monday for a very long time. It's called a financial guy called Dave Ramsey. So he's not your traditional financial person. He's very big on no debt, which is why I was debt free, and big on no credit cards and things like that, and really living within your means. And so he is a very strict financial guidance person. Yeah, he is strict. He's not for the weak. Or not for the one that wants a little more slack, but he's just good to constantly have in your ear because he does this thing like where people shout out when they're debt free and then talk about their home buying process and stuff. So it's actually good just to listen to, just to keep you focused and to keep you on track. Dave Ramsey. Yes. So get on that one.
Okay. And we'll start there.
Yeah.
We'll start there. Deb, we appreciate you.
This was fun.
I think you're great. I think you're great. I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of you, my friend.
I'm proud of you too. This is dope.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm happy that you came and you shared your experiences with us and gave us some tips. I hope that you guys found it informative. I hope that you guys took things from it. And I hope you guys, you know, go ahead and favorite, download this one because you don't have to download every podcast. I hope you guys are streaming because if you download, I don't even know if this is going to hurt me by saying this, but I'm just a regular nigga around the way.
What you saying?
don't say that.
I don't know what you're saying, but
I mean, I'm also gonna say don't download the podcast.
I think that's good.
Stream it, because I don't download everything. I download things that I'm gonna listen to when I don't have service, like if I'm on the airplane or something like that. You feel me?
Get on Netflix with the downloaded episode.
You feel me? And I want to listen to it. And I hope that if you guys are into podcasts like that, and obviously if you guys are rocking with Spaz, and you guys should be with podcasts, I hope this ain't the only one you're listening to. It ain't the only one that I listen to. I love. If it is, that's even better. Thank you. If not, that's cool too. Free podcast ain't for everybody, but I hope this is something that you guys do download and that you listen to on a regular, and maybe take, you know, if things were going too fast for you, that you go back, you know, you listen to it, you slow it down, you push a little rewind, 10-second thinking, write down a little note or two, get things together. Let's get our credit in order. Deb is fortunate not to have any debt or anything like that, have student loans and shit paid off. That ain't everybody's story. We're not saying that that's got to be your story.
No,
that's not the situation here. That's actually a major blessing. That was inspiring to me, because I got student loans and I have credit cards. You know what I'm saying? I'm still sitting here inspired. And so don't let that be intimidating to you. Every story is not your story, and that's okay. At the same time, take a little bit from people's story and situation. It's okay to do that. It's okay to open up your mind and listen. And that just, I mean, I'm going to go there. We always go left field, but I'm going to go ahead and say that. This is a Spaz. People tend to not talk to people that they are intimidated by, or that they feel they can't relate to, or anything like that. Don't feel that way. You never know what you can learn from somebody. You don't have a fucking clue. You know what I'm saying? And never, ever feel like you are not worthy of learning and asking the fucking questions that you want to ask. And so we're behind this mic. It's comfortable for you to be in your car listening to this, and or behind your computer, or however the fuck you guys listen to Spaz. It is what it is. But just know that you are capable. You feel me? That you can do it. I think that it was important that she came on here and she shared that she did it. You may do it in a different way. It doesn't matter which way you do it. Get that shit done. It's as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? Get it done. Be great at it. I want everybody to be great. There's room for everybody to win. Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way. Because y'all know in my heart, I'm from New York.
Oh,
as I'm sitting in my own city. But what the fuck does it matter? You know what I'm saying? But really, on some real shit. You know what I mean? Like, ask questions like she just said. Don't be ashamed to ask questions. I'm a firm believer in that. And just do what you got to do. But let's all get those kind of things in order. Let's all have a goal. If home ownership is not your goal, okay, whatever. She just taught you guys how to save. You know what I'm saying? So it don't have to be. There's a lot of gems that were dropped. Go ahead and look at them. This was fast.